Today, Vivica A. Fox is here with a sneak peek at her new star-studded comedy. Plus, we'll check out what's poppin' in pop culture with Bravo personality Darren Carr. And dating expert Matthew Hussey has advice that might help you improve your love life.
From Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, so get up, it's Today with Hoda
and Jenna.
It all starts right now.
Hi, everybody. Guess what today is?
It's Bring Your Kids to Work Day.
Guys, why don't you stand right there? You're in the perfect spot. Okay, everyone stand together. So these beautiful children are all related to us
somehow.
So will you introduce yourselves and pass the mic around?
Hi, I'm Mae Fraser.
Hi, I'm Ellie Miller. My dad is Lee Miller.
Okay.
He directs our show.
Hi, I'm Daniel Miller.
Hi, I'm Christian.
Hi, I'm Leo Johnson.
Oh.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, I'm Henry Johnson, and my mom is Sarah Johnson.
There you go.
Hi, I'm Jet.
Hi, Jet.
Hi, Jet.
Jet, who's your mommy?
Talia.
Mommy.
Mommy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Wyatt Johnson, and my mom is Sarah.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Valencia Quillen.
Who's your mommy, Valencia?
Allison.
Allison.
She goes by Allie here.
Hi, I'm Christian Fraser.
And who's your mommy?
Carrie Fraser.
What?
And what's your name?
Hi, my name is Haley, and my mom is Hoda Kotb.
Oh, wait, hold on, Joaquin.
I see what we got here.
I'm Joaquin Quillen, and my mom is Allie Quillen.
Yes, let's go.
You guys, I have to say, stellar performance. That was amazing. You guys did so good. Thank you guys for coming.
How is so far Bring Your Kid to Work Day? Are y'all having fun?
Yeah. Yes.
What's the best part? Waking up
Joaquin,
at 4 in the morning?
What's the best part? Tell us. You got the mic.
Like, finally stop yelling at TVs.
This is why I didn't bring my kid to work.
Joaquin, tell us. What's the best part?
Best part is going home and relaxing.
Going home and relaxing. Maeve, what's the best part?
Seeing so many people that I like don't get to see that often and get to like make new friends.
Make new friends. Oh, Carrie, you did so good.
Carrie, okay. Look at that.
Haley, what's your favorite part?
That I get to see mommy.
Oh.
Wait, Haley, can I ask you a question? Who's the boss? Me or mommy?
Yeah.
What? This has been happening all day.
Let's go.
Are you positive? Because you know you live with me. You don't live with Jenna,
but
right?
But you can come stay for the weekend. Would you like to? Okay.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, we want to say thank you for hanging out with us today. You guys going to watch the show?
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be fun. Okay. Follow Miss Rainey.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye.
Let's go. Oh.
Bye.
Dance up. Let's go, Christian.
Christian is a dance machine. Christian loves to dance.
Let's go, Christian.
Follow Rainey.
Let's go, Christian.
You got your earpiece. That's Chris. He's grabbing his child. All right. Good job, guys.
Bye, y'all. Thank you. I liked Christian dancing.
All right.
Wow. This was
fun. Okay, all the kids are going to leave so we can show this next thing.
I have to say that NBC really has stepped up their Bring the Kids to Work Day.
Yeah.
There's Make Your Own Totes. Do you know that Read with Jenna has their own library where you can go relax and read?
Wait, what?
I didn't know that.
Wait.
Yes.
What? Where?
I'm not sure. On the one floor over there.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Hi.
Hi.
Come here. I don't think we did. We didn't. Yeah, you come. We didn't get to say your name.
Maybe she didn't want
you
to.
You
want to
say your name? No? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we thought about it. Okay.
All right, y'all. Well,
there is a picture that's going viral on an airplane.
I hope it's appropriate. It's something that we couldn't believe, although I haven't seen
it. We haven't seen it.
So shall we look at it?
Oh, no. Okay. Okay. Children have left the building.
No, they, well.
No, they're here.
They're here.
Okay. Anyway.
That's a lot of feet.
You can't even tell how many people
is. Is that like 7 people? There's so many legs and extremities.
Yeah, they called it cuddling. And a lot of people are reacting to that entanglement.
that entangling. Someone who was sitting next to these people tweeted this photo, and he said, "I can't believe my view on the plane. It was like this for the whole four-hour flight." Okay, if you had seen that, what would you have done?
I would have just put on my earphones, taken out my book. Like, are you supposed to tell them to not cuddle?
No, no, you can't.
But it is a slightly...
off-shocking. It is a little off-putting. And sometimes, you know, there's something you're not supposed to be looking at, but you can't help but look at it.
Oh, yeah.
That happens, like, there was a person who was sitting next to me watching something that looked sort of P-O-R-N-ish. And
some of these children can spell.
Well, anyway, it was like, you don't want to look, but you're like, oh, that's horrible. Oh, my God. Oh.
I know.
And it's like you're forced to look.
No,
even
I know.
You don't want to.
I've had that. I've definitely had that. All right. Well, since they're all still here, should we move on to the next topic?
Definitely.
Okay. So Courtney Cox recently chatted with Minnie Driver, who has a great podcast. It's called Many Questions with Minnie Driver.
Yeah, Many Questions with Minnie Driver. So she has 7 questions that she asks everybody, and they're really great questions.
Yeah, they
really
are.
But they discussed Courtney's long-term relationship with her boyfriend, Johnny McDade.
They're together now, but Courtney actually revealed that Johnny broke up with her during a therapy session several years ago. Take a listen.
So 3 years in, we broke up and it was really intense. We broke up in therapy. I didn't know it was coming, whether I should have or not. It was just like, we went to this therapist to talk about our boundaries, what we could and couldn't accept about each other. There's that acceptance.
Uh-huh.
Instead, he just broke up within the first minute.
Cuter.
Totally. Yeah. We're having a hard time balancing bring your kid to work day.
With
I have
all
some
this
allergies. And talking about adult topics.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest here. It's a lot.
We do. It feels a little awkward.
We feel pressure cooked.
Yeah, we do feel a little bit strange. But anyway.
Have you, your daughter's right there, so I can't
say. Da-da-da-da-da, girl. Okay, anyway, what's our next topic?
That's it.
Okay.
It's over.
You know what? Sometimes it is.
Yes, it is.
That's the way it rolls.
Yes, it is.
All right, coming up next, a couple of your favorite shows are back.
Why drinking water is sexy. I'm
okay,
sorry,
doing
kids.
It again. Stop it.
It's all in what's popping.
Stop it.
Right after this. Yes, let's go, Christian. Too hard. Listen. Okay, y'all, the kids have now left the building.
Yeah.
Kids have left the building, and now we
can talk.
Be
for real.
Free, okay? And with us is Bravo personality Darren Karp, who is always in the know when it comes to pop culture.
All right, we want to find out what's popping, girl. What do you got at number 5?
All right, guys, I have the top 5 hottest things in pop culture. Let's go. Number 5 is The Big Door Prize. Season 2 of this comedy is out on Apple TV Plus right now. This comes from the writers of Schitt's Creek, which is one of my favorite shows.
You can only say it once.
The residents of a small town grapple with the appearance of a mysterious morpho machine that predicts people's future potentials. The machine kind of begins showing people visions of what their life should and could look like, which, as you can imagine, upends the entire town. And people are questioning their relationships, their jobs. It just leaves everything on the table.
I want to see that immediately.
It's really good, and
it
makes you think.
Is it dark humor, or what's the vibe?
It's lighter. It's lighter. You know, Schitt's Creek writer. It's got some good vibes.
I like
stars
that.
Chris O'Dowd and Gabrielle Dennison. It's 10 episodes.
All right, good.
Okay, tell us what's popping at number 4.
Yeah, number 4 is Jonathan Haidt's newest book, The Anxious Generation. We were just talking about this. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's a must-read for Gen Z and younger, especially their parents. Now, Haidt is a social psychologist from NYU. Mm-hmm. He's written some of my favorite books, Happiness Hypothesis, Coddling of the American Mind. And in The Anxious Generation, he lays out 4 new norms that parents really need to implement to help solve this mental health crisis that is plaguing our younger generation, specifically for kids who are starting high school after 2014. Mm-hmm. So the 4 new norms are no smartphones before high school, no social media before the age of 16.
That's good.
Ban smartphones in schools.
Yes.
Apple Watches and flip phones are okay for emergencies.
You've got to get on board with this.
And more independence, free play, and responsibility in the real world. This gives kids a sort of agency over their their own life, which gives them the confidence.
That's it. It's so true that kids can't be free in real life, and yet we're like, hey,
they're too comfortable
on the internet. There's everything on it. We'll give it to you at age 10.
Four new norms. Those are the four.
Those are the four. And parents need to implement it because it starts from there.
All right, give us number three.
Yeah, number three. Okay, the Jinx documentary part two is out now. So if you remember the Jinx documentary from 2015, which followed real estate heir and now convicted murderer Robert Durst, blew me away. It had one of the best finales and hot mic moments in the history of television. And Durst ended up being arrested for the first degree murder charges of his best friend, Susan Berman, the day after the finale premiered, after it aired. So HBO has now released part two. It's four episodes every Sunday with the same crew from the original that follows since those 8 years since the last documentary. Obviously, Robert Durst has passed away since then, but it's incredible. It's dark, but it's incredible to watch.
All right.
That hot mic moment.
Take us to number two.
All right, every month I come on here and I give you ladies something you will never forget, and today is no different. I'm bringing you sexy water, okay? Now, how sexy is hydrating? Very. Okay, this term was actually coined by content creator Grace May. The idea was to kind of create a romantic time in the morning to drink a little water, not just because you should, okay? If you want to drink water, you want to hydrate, you got to spruce it up with some lemons, some powders, maybe some minerals in a cute glass with a glass straw. We have some for us to try. Today's sexy water is a mix of colostrum powder, which is good for your immunity. It's good for your digestion.
Sounds
collagen
not good.
Powder, a mushroom multivitamin, and a splash of lemon. Cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
Do you like it?
It's bitter and tart, but
but you're hydrating.
It's good for me.
You're hydrating.
I taste the powder, which is a little chalky.
Yeah.
But other than
that, stir the bottom up.
Talk to your doctor before starting any supplements. But it's not just water. It's a drinking experience, you know. And this is how the kids
actually
are staying hydrated.
It's better than that seaweed stuff you brought us.
Yeah, seaweed.
Oh God, that was so
sea moss gel.
We'll
did
forget.
Not pop with this crew.
Okay, Darren, what is popping for number one?
So if you aren't familiar with the band Krungbin, this is my new favorite band of the past few years.
Krungbin.
Yes, it's a band from Texas. They blend psychedelic soul and rock music together. They wear wigs on stage.
Wait, what?
It's so good for any mood. They just came out with their fourth studio album, A La Sala, which translates to the living room. So it's very bringing it back to home. It's a beautiful, airy album that I actually use to meditate with.
Oh. Where are they from in Texas?
Houston, Texas.
Girl, you know everything.
By the way, I was just thinking while you were in the middle of your podcast, that you're so good.
She's our favorite.
At what you do.
You're it's literally like, our favorite.
Yeah, great job.
I mean, don't tell anybody else.
No, this is not public, right?
No,
we're not on air right now.
Coming up next, guys, we've got actress and producer and our friend Vivica A. Fox.
We are going to talk to her about her movie, her milestone birthday. We just cannot wait to catch up right after this.
What's her milestone birthday? How old is she?
Motion?
Okay. Vivica A. Fox smells good. She's one of the hardest working women in entertainment, actress, producer, director. She has more than 250 credits to her name.
Y'all, she's been in everything from Independence Day and Set It Off to Kill Bill. Now Vivica is starring in a new comedy called Not Another Church Movie, which pokes a little fun at popular films like the Tyler Perry movies.
Yes,
this looks hilarious.
Tell us about the. I love how you're kind of spoofing the Tyler Perry movies.
Absolutely.
By the way, Tyler, has he seen it? Does he think it's funny?
Not yet. He hasn't. So the verdict is still out on that one, okay?
He's going to love it.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
I mean, I had a screening the other night in New York, and the audience loved it. And I thought New York audience would be really
hard.
But no, they were rolling.
So how did this all come to be? Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, you know, the director is good friends with Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm. So Jamie Foxx plays God. Mickey Rourke plays the devil.
Okay.
I know. We got Mickey Rourke. They said it's probably the first and last comedy he's going to do. I play Judge L'Oreal. Uh-huh. So they basically called in and got favors from a lot of celebs, and they did cameos. Tisha Campbell, oh my God, Tisha Campbell is going to have y'all rolling, okay? Jasmine Lewis is in there as well, too. Kyla Pratt. So it's an all-star cast that just comes in and plays together and has fun, and it's going to make you guys laugh.
I feel like you keep having fun. No. Every time you come, you got a new project. You've got a big birthday coming up.
I do.
By the way,
I do.
Me too, girl.
Okay,
right here,
right
here.
Sexy 60.
That's right.
Coming
y'all
at ya.
Y'all might even be the same sign. Yeah. Are you a Leo?
Yes, I am.
I'm a Leo.
So when's your birthday?
August 9th,
July 30th.
Let's go.
Okay, we got to do some New York celebration.
So tell me what 60, what your birthday, what that feels like as you approach it?
Oh, you know, I usually go to Jamaica every year because my brother Marvin is born on the same day. Oh. But this year, I'm getting, no, it's actually fun. Oh, oh no, we party. Oh, yeah, we do. We do a whole weekend in New York, in Jamaica
how
usually.
Fun is okay. that?
And have a
so
great
tell
time.
Tell me about this one, though. This is different.
This one's going to be different for me. So I'm probably going to do more intimate things, like a party in LA with my girlfriends. We're going to do something because my mother's getting older in Indianapolis so that she gets to party with her kids. Yeah. And then I'm coming back. My treat to myself is to come back for the U.S. Open again, and hopefully Coco wins again.
Yeah.
Yes.
You watched it last
year. Yes, I did.
What was that like?
It was awesome. I can still feel the electricity when she hit that last shot.
Boom.
The building just exploded. It was
now,
awesome.
Now, how does 60 feel on you?
Well, my knees some days. I'm not going to lie. My knees someday be like, okay, let's go get us some little help right there, some shots or something. Yeah. But I'm so comfortable in the skin. I'm
You could tell,
you
by the way.
But you feel it. Thank you're also killing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like your career has, if anything, picked up.
Yeah.
Correct.
What is that?
Never expected this chapter of my life to be so booked, busy, and blessed.
Yeah.
Literally in that order.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm finally getting quality. You know, I'm getting projects that I love doing. You know, last year I directed for the first time.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to work together.
Yes, we are.
Okay,
we're working together.
Okay, girl.
You know what?
Okay.
Put it out.
And so I had a lot of drama as far as acting.
Yeah.
So when I got the chance to play Judge L'Oreal, I jumped at the opportunity. Because everything's so serious right now. So let's go
we
into spring
humor.
Laughing.
Tribute that all these doors are opening now. What do you think that's about? I mean, I always think, like, you attract what's within you. And that's kind of your vibe.
Totally.
Yeah, but I'm all about girl power.
Yeah.
And lately, women have been giving me the most wonderful opportunities, like my directorial debut. I got it from Tressa Smallwood of Megamind that I directed a short for her. And she said, oh, no, Missy gets it. She gonna come in on time. She gonna make her day.
Exactly.
You know, and so the blessings have just kept flowing.
Coming.
And
wow.
finally, everyone's giving me my flowers. And it's about time.
Okay. So,
and I'm taking them.
Yeah, and you deserve them.
Thank you,
Let's
sweetheart.
Let's talk about what else you're wanting. Are you dating?
Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm wanting to date.
Yeah.
I just, it's limited resources out there, right?
Yes.
Because I'm not getting on an app. I just,
You're just not
I'm old fashioned. I'm like, I need to meet you and sparks happen and stuff like that. Because I just believe people make up stories saying who and what they are.
Yeah, exactly.
And what are you looking for at this stage, this point?
A partner.
Yeah.
And when I say a partner, I want someone that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's not intimidated by who and what I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
That likes to travel.
Yeah.
Gonna let me go shopping.
Yes.
I feel like you just spoke it into existence.
I hope so, girlfriend.
I feel like you
so
just spoke
you got, and I'm taking applications.
Oh,
so
you know,
if you got a friend.
Okay.
Good.
We'll be on the hunt.
He can be, I'm not against different nationalities. Then you know that too.
Okay.
Vivica's gonna stick around. She's laying down the law. We got some hot topics coming up.
Right.
Thank you.
You know, you gotta leave your options open.
And we're back with Vivica A. Fox, and since she plays a judge in her new film, and not another church movie, we thought it'd be kind of fun to have her put on a robe and weigh in on some trending topics. It's our series,
All Rise for Judge Vivica.
Okay, that's so, right, girl.
Vivica, we are going to give you a topic.
Okay.
And then you're going to just have to give us your ruling. Are you for it? Are you against it?
Okay.
The first one.
First up.
Hot girl summer. Summer is coming.
Yes.
Are you for or against having a hot girl summer, meaning dating around?
No attachments, just doing you.
No attachments? Wowzers, that sounds fun. I mean, I'm single and ready to mingle, so I'm for it.
You're for a hot girl summer.
I'm for a hot girl summer.
Girl, you're going to be hitting 60 in the summer. Me too. It's going
to
be hot.
Y'all need to do a joint birthday party.
I'm telling you, when I come to New York.
Yeah,
let's come. All right, here we go. This is the next one. Finding love on reality TV.
Huh.
Okay. Now, you know, there have been a lot of these bachelor couples who've split up, including the last one, the Golden Bachelor.
I was rooting for them.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible to find love on a reality show? Are you for or against that?
I'm open to it because I think the only we got to get out there.
Yeah.
My biggest problem is that I'm too picky. But we got to get out there and date and explore, try new horizons. So I'm For it.
All right, let's go.
Yes.
Okay, the next one is cowgirl fashion. Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter. Have you listened to that album yet?
Of course.
How good is it?
Love her.
Ushered in the latest fashion trend. What do you think of cowgirl fashion?
This ain't Texas. Hey, I'm all for it. I'm actually, matter of fact, for my LA premiere, I've got me a Wait, cowgirl
no,
outfit.
You do?
I do. It's going to be fly girl with it? The rhinestones and all of the stuff that comes with it. So I'm for it. Go Beyonce.
I like it. All right, this is a good one right here.
Okay.
Solo vacations. So summer's around the corner.
Yes.
There's time that you can just spend time on you. What do you think? Would Vivica A. Fox ever go on a vacation solo?
I have. And I absolutely
What was it
love
like?
It. Because I'm a spa junkie.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody got to rub on me. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to rub on me. So, I went to like an island and just kind of chilled out, got massages, did the whole like drinking good juices and stuff like
meals?
That.
Because that's the one tricky part, meals alone.
Fine.
Yeah.
I eat alone all the time.
Yeah.
You don't eat by yourself?
I do. I actually don't have, I mean, now I have kids, so I don't.
Yeah.
But I used to love.
Yeah.
I think you just said earlier, you've really figured out how to be happy alone.
I have.
Feel like that's the first step.
Yes. I've had seasons of shedding. I was sharing that with you.
I like that.
So I don't have a problem. I'm all for a solo vacation.
I love it. Love it.
But somewhere warm, though.
Yes, I agree.
So I come back with the tan.
So you're outside.
You know, exactly.
Okay, last topic is ghosting. Online dating is very popular, and ghosting has become a trend. So ghosting is just like, instead of breaking up with somebody,
you just disappear.
Disappear.
Yeah, it's happened.
Disappear. Is that ever okay with you?
It's mean, to be honest with you, but I have done it. I'm guilty as charged. So I've done it just because I didn't want to hurt their feelings. And I really didn't know how to say, I'm so not feeling you and I don't want you in my
space.
Yeah, I don't want you here. So, ghosting, guilty as charged.
guilty as charged.
Yeah.
We adore
I love y'all
you.
Back.
And y'all, this movie is going to kill.
Yes.
We need humor right now. It's
Absolutely.
Called Not Another Church Movie. It is hilarious. It will be in theaters May the 10th.
Coming up next, we are going to whip up a super flavorful dish with one of San Francisco's top chefs. That's coming up after this.
You're the best.
Yes. Okay, this robe's hot.
Yeah, you're like,
Korean cuisine is exploding in popularity. And if you want to get in on the craze, we've got a delicious dish to get you started. And you can follow along. All you have to do is scan the QR code.
So we are talking crispy air fryer pork belly.
Yum.
Here to show us how to do it is Chef Du Ki Hong. He's the executive chef and owner of Sunday Bird in San Francisco and co-author of the new cookbook, Korean World. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I mean, we saw him last. I think we saw you last at the Olympics.
In Korea.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
So now we're all together again.
Best time. Congratulations on your cookbook.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Korean food is definitely having a moment.
Yes. Yeah. Like you mentioned, it's a culinary revolution that's happening. So Matt Rodbard, our co-author, Alex Lau, our photographer, we got to document this like really, really exciting time in Korean food.
Cool.
And just experience
it. It's a really beautiful book, too.
Yes.
All right, shall we get cooking?
Let's get right into it. So crispy air fryer pork belly. This is pork belly. Do not be intimidated. It's skin on, and that's the whole point to really get the crispiness.
You want to leave it on.
Okay.
Yes. So what we're going to do is poke it. So really to get the kind of
like baby,
little bit of the
baby
fat.
Baby
yeah,
pokes.
Just baby pokes. Don't go too deep.
Okay. Now, do you just ask the butcher, can I have this cut? Is that what you're asking
exactly,
for?
Exactly, yeah. Skin on, pork belly.
Okay.
Once you do the whole thing, poke it through. You go liberally with salt, both sides.
All sides.
Yeah.
Back. Okay.
And some black pepper.
Okay.
Amazing.
Look always salt and pepper everything. Yeah. Nice.
So let's go black pepper.
Okay.
Cool.
And awesome. Then are we
now
making
what?
Some sort of marinade over
exactly,
here?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. You want me to help?
Yes, please.
What's in here already?
So we have doenjang, which is like one of the mother sauces of Korean.
Doenjang, it's called?
Yeah, fermented soybean paste.
Mm-hmm.
We have some ginger.
And then what's in there?
And then we have some mirin as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get some of that sweetness. And then we're going to
mix.
We're going to mix. I'm going to borrow some of this.
Look at that.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to brush only the meat side. So really, really important not to...
Because eventually you're going to take the skin off or you want it to be crispy.
Exactly. We want it to be crispy. And if we put this kind of marinade and sauce on...
So that's it. You just lather it all right like that.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep.
So you lather it on. Mm-hmm. You flip it over.
Okay.
You make this little kind of nest and kind of home.
Okay.
And then you leave it in the fridge for about, I would say, overnight is great.
Okay.
Minimum 3 to 4 hours.
Is that dry for the marinade skin. Soaks in?
Marinade soaks in, the skin dries out.
Here it is.
Exactly. When it comes out, a little bit of the oil.
So that you get the crisp.
Yeah, the crisp. We're going to put it in this awesome air fryer. A lot of people have air fryers.
Yeah, we got one.
I live
with that air fryer. That's like the best thing I've ever got.
It's convenient.
In terms of utensils in the kitchen.
I like it. I need to get really down to it. So,
you can cook everything in it. One piece of salmon.
I know. You really talked it up, and then I got
French
one.
French fries.
Yeah.
Okay, so now what do you do?
One crispy air fryer pork belly.
Okay, so,
but can
now
it
what?
Fit in the sink?
It doesn't
so this
fit.
One, okay, we're going to cut it in half and probably fit it in.
Okay,
300
cool.
degrees for 30 minutes.
300.
Just to cook it.
See what I mean, Jenna? 330 minutes. Bye.
Bye.
And
bye.
If you were doing it in the oven, how long would it take?
So oven, similar temperature, but I would say...
It takes too long to heat up.
Yeah.
This is what's good. This takes 1 second.
Okay, yep. I like it.
And
okay.
the last thing is, right when it comes out, 400 degrees, 8 to 10 minutes, crisp up the skin.
Okay.
We're going to make a special sauce for this. So this is meljat. Meljat, it sounds... kind of weird, but it's awesome. Hold on, we're going to have you.
Okay, I've got it. So what's going on here?
So this is gochugaru. We have a cup of soju in here. So we're going to put everything in there.
Dump the whole thing?
Dump the whole thing.
Okay, what?
Gochugaru.
Okay, and?
Chili pepper.
Chili
garlic.
Pepper.
Garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We
so
have some fish sauce.
Fish sauce. So this is a savory.
Yes.
Kind
very
of
umami.
Umami.
Ooh, I love an umami.
Ooh, what's it? This is
garlic.
Garlic.
Minced garlic.
Ooh,
so we have sliced garlic, minced garlic. We have some chilies.
Oh, this is going to be
is
hot.
Is this spicy? Yeah. Spicy?
Yeah.
It's not. You guys are going to taste it in a little
for
bit.
Real?
A little bit of sweetness. And
so wait,
spice.
But you leave the seeds in on those little peppers?
And it's, you can adjust. If you want more spice, you could add more.
Okay, so you just let that all.
Yeah, and you let it reduce. If you let it reduce, you're going to get to
that.
This beautiful flavor and this
okay
is
and what are these wait. Sauces
so I also prepare samjang for you guys so Korean mother sauces doenjang that we used earlier
which one's gochujang. And what's the flavor
so this right here is nuts and seeds this right here is apple and onion and this right here is meat so
meat.
You can really the whole point
onion.
Of it is you can add what you
I want nuts and seeds
don't add what you want you could add meat with it crispy I hear the crunch
the nuts and seeds.
You could also have vegetable crudité as like a dip.
Oh my
well.
Gosh.
So not just meat.
This is so yummy.
And it's delicious.
Wow.
The nuts and seeds dip is spicy.
I love
it. Just as a dip, exactly, Jenna.
Wow. So
bad.
Good. Having a moment. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And for this recipe, you can save any of your favorite recipes from today. Go to today.com/food and create a free account.
Coming up next, y'all, relationship expert Matthew Hussey is here. He has some dating advice for all of us.
Wow.
Right after this.
Uh-huh.
Good. Really good.
Oh, my God. Yum. Crunchy.
Okay, finding a life partner isn't always easy, but according to relationship coach Matthew Hussey, you just need to raise your standards.
There you go. In his new book, Love Life, Matthew gives readers the tools to find love, build confidence, and be in control of their own happiness.
Matthew!
First of all, welcome back. Old friend of the show back again. It's good to see you.
You were saying the first time you were on here with Hoda and Kathy, you were 24 years old?
24 years old with my first book, and now... over 10 years later, we're here
and
with
how
Love
is
Life.
Your life has changed.
Well, you've got a book and you've got a lovely bride who's here with you.
So
how did you find love, by the way?
Oh, we met at an engagement party. Uh-huh. She was friends with the bride. I was friends with the groom. And we were staring at each other across the room.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big fight on the TV that night.
Yeah.
And I was distracted by that. She came and stood next to me and asked me a question about the boxing. Was something she's never, ever shown an interest in since, by the way.
Right, exactly.
But I kind of love that you guys met in real life, because this is a lot about what's in your book.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you say for anybody out there that's single is that it's not easy, you know?
Yeah.
And to go ahead and acknowledge
give yourself
being
some grace.
Single can be tricky.
Yeah, if you want to find love and it's not happened for you yet, that is like a deep ache.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like a form of chronic emotional pain. And mm-hmm. people really suffer with that. And people are shamed a lot for wanting love. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you dare not admit that you'd like to find someone because you want to play cool and indifferent. Ah, it will happen when it happens. But the truth is, there's nothing shameful about looking for love. Mm-hmm. And there's also nothing wrong with you if sometimes you feel lonely or sad that you haven't found it. That's an intensely human thing. So I want this book not only to be a co-pilot for people looking for love, but also to make them feel okay with the feelings they have.
Yeah. I think sometimes when you feel lonely, without realizing it, you lower your standards. Yes. You think, well, this might be better than nothing, or this might be all that's out there, or this might be fill in the blank.
And the danger of that is that this internal culture we have of fear and anxiety that we're never going to meet our person meets an external dating culture today mm-hmm. of people who take whatever they can get mm-hmm. while giving the minimum possible investment.
Yeah.
And when that happens, we're liable to lower our standards at precisely the time we need to raise them,
yes.
which is why I wanted to put together a book that showed people how to raise their standards. What does that look like?
What does
okay,
look
yeah,
like?
Tell us, because yeah. I think people that are watching right now that are looking for love are going to say, okay, but like, how?
Yeah, what do I do?
What do I do?
Well, it doesn't, you know, I think the misconception is that standards looks like kind of banging your fist on the table and saying, this is what I want, this is what I'll accept. But it can be much more subtle than that. If you've been texting someone or having some great dates and then they disappear for 2 weeks and then they text you on a Saturday yeah. and say, how are you?
Yeah, yeah. You're around.
The normal thing for a lot of people to do is to say, oh, the way to hold on to my power here is to act indifferent. Like, oh, it's not been a big deal to me that you haven't texted me.
Totally.
But that's how we lose our power. And it's also how we ingrain a dynamic we don't want because we make it sound like it's okay.
Totally.
So what we have to do instead is text that person or call that person and say, hey, it felt like we had a good thing going. You know, it felt exciting, but then I didn't hear from you for a couple of weeks. So I got a little confused. When you say that, there's a realness, an authenticity mm-hmm. you're bringing to the table that shines a light on it while also saying, This is less than I want. You know, I'm not going to continue to reward this dynamic. But it's actually a different level of authenticity than most people are bringing to their dating life.
Yeah, I think it's also knowing your own standards
worth.
And your worth. Because, like, I have this thing that I used to watch my dad open the car door for my mom. I didn't know that my mom ever touched a car door or any door. Mm-hmm. That's how he did. So without knowing, if someone is impolite or eats first or doesn't offer me first, instantly, that's a no for me. But sometimes you can find yourself saying, well, maybe he wasn't raised like that. Maybe, you know, changing who you are to fit the person who you're sitting opposite.
And by the way, you know, there are certain things that we say are red flags when we see them. I wrote a whole chapter on this book called, you know, the red flags. But the truth is, we don't always know if something's truly a red flag until we confront it. Yeah. I think of things.
That's so right, because it's like, otherwise you're testing somebody. You're not being.
They don't know there's a test.
Yeah.
No, exactly. Instead of saying, is this a red flag or is it really an amber light? An amber light is an invitation to a conversation. Hey, that thing made me feel strange. That thing made me feel a bit
weird. So how would you, if someone wasn't being polite or didn't hold the car door or whatever, what would be a way to respond to that?
Well, I think the car door is one of those interesting requests because there's nothing wrong with someone who doesn't hold open the car door. But if you, I think we have to give people the blueprint.
If it matters to them.
If it matters to you, I think it's giving someone the blueprint.
Yeah, right,
so it's saying to someone, hey, you know what? I really love is the idea of you opening the car door for me. I find that really, really attractive.
And then you see that response.
Then, right. If they do it, then they know they hear you.
Well, we really want to get to the thing you call the four levels of importance. This is what you're looking for when you're wanting to find somebody.
Yeah. This is a big moment for me in the book because it's this idea that the first level of importance is admiration. That's just when you like someone, but they may not even know you exist. So not very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The second level is mutual attraction. That's when you like someone and they like you back. Mm-hmm. Most dangerous level, by the way, because when you feel that, it feels like it's everything.
Yeah, well, it feels like it could be love and it may not be.
Right.
We've all been there.
Yes.
Now in level two, you live in the potential of what it could be. But level two is really nothing until you have level three, which is commitment. Mm-hmm. Are they saying yes? It's no good if you had the most epic connection on a date with someone, but they tell you they're not ready for a relationship.
Yeah, right. Totally. What's the point?
What's the point?
Totally.
And by the way, even when you have a relationship, level four is compatibility.
Right.
Do you actually work
together?
Does
it work together?
Love is not all you need.
Yeah.
You need compatibility. And so why I give people this model is because if you're in level two with someone and they've stopped texting you back, We have to stop grieving as if they were the one.
Yeah.
We can be disappointed that they're not the one.
Yes.
But don't ever cry over them as if they were the one, because the one is the person who chooses you.
Yeah.
And you're the chooser. We're the chooser.
We're the chooser.
We are the
chooser. We get to choose.
Okay? Women are the choosers. I'm telling my girls that all the time.
And I would say for anyone, by the way, who wants to grab a copy, lovelifebook.com is the link.
Okay, get it. And you can also get it at today.com/books. Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be back
after this.
Way to go, Heidi.
You did it.
Coming up tomorrow, actor Dulay Hill stops by.
And best-selling author Emily Henry shares her favorite spring reads.
See you Friday. Bye.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.